Siyabonga Nkosi ukuba usiphe ithuba lokuba sihlale ezweni ezinyaweni zakho.
Thank you Lord for an opportunity that we may sit at your feet.
Khuluma nathi ngezwi lakho elingcwele.
Speak to us Lord through your holy word.
Lisihlabe lingene enhlizweni lisebenze ngomangaliso.
May it pierce and penetrate our hearts and work in an amazing way.
Libe ukuphila kwabalalelayo.
May it bring life to those who listen.
Ukufa kwabangalaleli.
And who obey, and death to those who are disobedient.
Amen.
Amen.
Izwi lethu la namhlanje silthola kuma Hebrew.
Our word for today we find in Hebrews.
Isahluko seshumi nantathu.
Chapter 13.
Ivesi lesikhombisa.
And verse 7.
Bakhumbuleni ababenihola bekhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu kini. Niqonda ukuphela kokuhamba kwabo, nilingise ukholwa kwabo.
Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. We'll end reading there.
Kukhona amapointi engithanda ukuthatha kule ndima sesifundile.
There are a couple of points which I'd like us to have a look at from this portion.
Ipoint lokuqala ukuthi bakhumbuleni.
The first point is remember them.
Elesibili ababenihola.
The second point, who led you or your leaders?
Elesithathu bekhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Thirdly, who spoke the word of God?
Elesine ukholwa kwabo.
And then fourthly, their faith.
Elesihlanu niqonda ukuphela kokuhamba kwabo.
And fifthly, consider or understand the outcome of their way of life.
Elokugcina ke ukuhamba kwabo.
Finally,
nilingise ukuhamba kwabo.
That you imitate their way of life and their faith.
Eloqala ke bakhumbuleni ababenihola.
Firstly, remember your leaders.
La kule ndima kusho ukuthi nibakhulekele.
Now in this portion it doesn't say that you should pray for them and remember them in prayer.
Kuthwa nibakhumbule.
It says remember them.
Nikhumbule labo ababenihola.
Remember those who led you, your leaders.
Kusho ukuthi ababe, kusho ukuthi sebedlulile.
Now, in the Zulu translation, it comes out clearer that those who led you, it's speaking in the past tense. It's something that has already passed by.
Kusho ukuthi, kusho ukuba sikhumbule labo ababeshumayeza, besifundisa, besihola ngokomoya.
So it is good that we remember those who led us, those who taught us, and those who preached to us in the past.
Lencwadi yamaHebheru incwadi eyabhalwa ngasekugcineni kwezincwadi zeTestament elisha.
This letter to the Hebrews was one of the later letters that were written that we have in the New Testament.
Kusho ukuthi ke uyabakhumbuza labo ababe ngabafundisi babo bengasekho emhlabeni.
And so the author was reminding these Christians of those who were their leaders who are now no longer alive.
bekhona ababefile njengo Stefan owakhandwa ngamatshe.
There were those who were martyrs like Stephen who was stoned to death.
Sikhumbula uJakobe umfowabo wenkosi yethu Jesu obe ngumbishop eJerusalem.
And then James, the brother of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was a bishop in Jerusalem.
NoJakobe obe umfowabo kaJohane.
And then also James, the brother of John.
Bonke labo bayifela inkolo yabo.
All of those were martyrs. They died for their faith.
Kutsho ukuthi bebe baningi ababe ngabafundisi babo ababeka phansi ukuphila kwabo ngenxa yevangeli.
So there were many of those who were their leaders in the faith, their ministers, who laid down their lives for the sake of their faith.
Kuthiwa ke bakhumbuleni labo. Ake nihlale phansi ngicabange nikhumbule labo.
And then it says, remember them. One has to sit down and ponder over their lives and think of them and remember them.
Nikhumbule ukuthi bafa kanjani.
And remember in what way they died.
Khumbula impilo yabo, nilingise, njonge ukuthi nifane nabo.
Remember their lives and the outcome of their lives and strive to imitate them.
Mina ngingathanda ukuthi ngenezele ngithi khumbulani labo ababehlubuka.
And I'd like to add, remember those who forsook the faith, who left the way, and consider their outcome of their lives as well, how they die and died. It's very good to consider that and to ponder over that. Now, some from in our case haven't died yet, and some have died already. But even though they haven't died yet, some of them haven't died yet, but I say, oh God, save me from that and keep and protect me from that. Save me lest my children should live like their children, lest I should live as they live and be scattered as they are scattered.
Nagitina konabafile. Uma ngicabanga umkhwekazi wami lapho efa, ngathi ukufa uma kunje kumnandi.
Now some amongst us have died. If I think of my mother-in-law when she passed away, I said, oh my, if a person can die like she died, then death is wonderful.
Ngoba bengihleli e-ofisini lami ngihlelela inkonzo.
Because I was seated in my office, busy preparing to take the service.
Wangena unina kaHolter. Wathi ubaba, kwangathi uma uqinekile kumphede.
And while I was seated there, my wife came in and she said, my husband, it seems like my mother is in the throes of death.
Ngase ngithi ngizofika.
And then I said, I'll come.
Wathi hayi angithandi ukuthi ngikuphazamise. Ngiyabona ulungiselela inkonzo, qhubeka. Thandaza nje kuphela.
And then she said, no, I wouldn't like to disturb you. I can see you busy preparing for the service. continue with that, but just pray for her.
Ngasukuma ngaya khona.
And I got up and I went there.
Ngathandaza naye.
And I prayed with her.
Ngahlala phansi.
I sat down.
Ngase ngibuka indlela uNkulunkulu emthathe ngayo.
And then I beheld the way in which God took her.
Ngambuka ngambuka ngambona ecimeza. Ngambona ehamba. Ngase ngithi hey. Kufanele ukuba iBhayibheli lisho lithi kuligugu ukuhamba emehlweni kaNkulunkulu ukuhamba kwabangcwele bakhe.
And then I saw as she closed her eyes and as she went. And I said, oh, it's true. And the Bible should say that the death of the saints is precious in the eyes of God.
Ngase ngasho kulabo esasinabo. Ngathi ukufa uma kunje kuyinto emnandi.
And I said to those who were with me and with us there, the death, if death is like this, then death is wonderful. And death is still our last enemy. But Jesus overcame death. And I said, oh, the death of saints is wonderful. Death is wonderful if a person can die in such a way. And also, when my wife was dying, I prayed and I said, oh God, if I can die and pass away in such a way, then it would be a crown to me. The word says, remember. But it's not only them whom I've seen dying. I've also seen others dying. And where I prayed and I said, oh God, spare me from ever dying in such a manner.
Lapha ke kuthiwa khumbulani ababenihola bekhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu kini. Niqonda ukuphela kokuhamba kwabo.
Here it says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of the way of their life.
Ikhumose umuntu kaNkulunkulu ethi Nkulunkulu ngikhumbuze ngifundise ukubala insuku zami ngizibale ukuthi kusasele insuku engaki ngikhumbule futhi usuku lokufa.
Moses prayed and said, oh God, teach me to number my days, to count how many days I still have got left, and to remember that I have to die. That I might gain a heart of wisdom. Now, if a person is young, the last thing that ever comes up in a person's mind is death. You think that you are still going to live almost forever.
Kanti ukufa ukuphila komuntu kufana nenkungu kufana notshani kukhona fana nembali sasa akusekho.
And yet life is like mist before the sun that just disappears, or the flowers of grass and grass itself that just comes up and it withers in a short time.
Kanti kuyinto yaziwayo ukuthi la eAfrika abasha bafa kakhulu kunabantu abadala.
And it's a known fact that here in Africa, the youth, young people, die at a higher rate than older people.
Baningi abafayo, abanye abafiki ku 20, abanye abafiki ku 30.
Many
abantu abahamba beqhutshwa inkanuko zabo bengena ezweni uma beno 20 sebegugile.
Many die before they reach the age of 20, and many before they reach the age of 30. They are driven by the lusts of their flesh. And when they reach the age of 20, they go because of being driven by the lusts of the flesh. They enter into the world. When they reach the age of 20, they're already old and worn out.
Uhulumeni walapha eNingizimu Afrika usedeteleke manje umuthi onweba ukuphila komuntu. Uhulumeni ubengafuni, wacindezelwa. Manje kuthwa impilo yomuntu uma unengculaza isingandiswa ngo 20 years.
Now our government has agreed to distribute antiretrovirals medicine that lengthens a person's life who has got HIV/AIDS by an average of 20 years. Before they didn't want to do so, but now they've agreed to that.
Were pressurized.
They were pressurized into doing it.
Kodwa eJalmani bathi kunganwebeka kuze kube 30 years.
In Germany, they say it can lengthen such a person's life by an average of 30 years.
Kodwa kusizana unengculaza uphila kodwa unengculaza.
But what does it help you that you're alive but you've got AIDS?
Uma ungayiphileli inkosi, uma uqhubeka ngenkanuko zakho ngobufebe bakho usajova abanye nje, ubhubhisa abanye, uyisifo kwabakini.
If you don't live for the Lord and serve the Lord in that time that you are given, that extended time, if you continue living in your lust and your sin, and you continue injecting others with that disease, and you destroy them, you are a disease in society.
Point lokuqala lithi ke buka. Bukana abafundisi benu abashumayela izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi bafa kanjani. Awu yobusiseka uma ubuka ukufa kwabo. UStefani kuthiwa ubuso bakhe kwakhanya, wabona izulu livulekile, wabona uJesu emsukumela, uJesu emhlangabeza.
It says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Remember and consider the outcome of their lives, how they died. Oh, it's wonderful when one sees how those men of God died. Like Stephen, for example, who saw heavens open before him, and who saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God the Father.
Njengomunye njengomuthi lapho efa ethu umhlaba uyamuka kimi izulu liyasondela. Akumnandi lokho. Ubona umhlaba uyadeda kimi. Kodwa phela uma usezweni akumnandi lokho. Kodwa uma uphilela uNkulunkulu ubona umhlaba unyamalala izulu lisondela likuhlangabeza.
Like Moody, when he was dying, he said, oh, I see how the earth is drifting away and disappearing, and our heaven is drawing nigh and coming closer to me. Isn't that wonderful? Well, if you live in the world, then that's terrible. But if you're living for heaven, such a thing is wonderful.
angeke ke lelo point ngoba ngintshelile khona la ngijaha khona.
Let me leave that point.
Uma ngenaba kakhulu kulento.
As I said, I need to leave for somewhere, and so I cannot go into further depths into that point.
Bakhumbuleni. Cabangani. Remember. Khumbula ukuthi bafa kanjani.
Remember them. Think. Consider how they died.
Pointless Billy.
The second point.
Ababeni hola.
Your leaders or those who led you in the past.
Benhola gogomoya.
Who led you spiritually.
Bekhulumizwe likaNkulunkulu kini.
Who spoke the word of God to you.
Bakhumbuleni ababeni hola.
Remember those who are your leaders or who were your leaders.
In the Greek, it says, those who have had the rule over you. Does that sound strange? Remember those who had the rule over you. That's not sound doctrine today. In this evil time in which we live. Who will rule over me? Nobody.
NgesiGreki kuthiwa lapho ukuthi khumbuleni labo ababeniphethe. Lokho ke namhlanje akumukelwa muntu abakuthathi njengemfundiso esile ngoba bathi abantu ubani uzongiphatha mina, ubani uzongitshela mina ukuthi fondi ngenzeni.
If you speak to carnal Christians, they say nobody will rule over me, only God. I won't listen to any man. I listen only to God.
Uma ukhuluma namaKristu aphile enyameni, bazokutshela ukuthi akekho ozongiphatha mina, akekho ozobusa ngaphezu kwami, ngaphandle kwakhe uNkulunkulu. Akekho umuntu ozongitshela ukuthi fonte ngenzeni ngaphandle kwakhe uNkulunkulu.
Strange that such a thing should be in the Bible.
Kuyamangalisa ukuthi into ifana nale ingatholakala eBhayibhelini.
Your spiritual leaders are those people who watch over you and take care of you. And they are responsible for you before God. And you owe something to them as well before God.
Abaholi benu bokomoya ibona abaniphethe, ibona abanigadile, ibona abangabelusi benu phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu bazodinga ukuthi baziphendulele kuyena. Kodwa nawe kukhona futhi onecala ngakho kibona.
Abahlubukayo bathi hayi thina siyalapho sithanda khona asibuswa muntu.
Those who forsake, they say, we want to do what we want to do. Nobody else should tell us what we have to do.
We are all on the same level. There's truth in that. But hell is in that as well.
Bathi sonke siselevelini elifanayo. Sifana sonke phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu. Yebo ke likhona iqiniso kulokho. Kodwa nesihogo sikhona kulokho.
Because he can't tell me anything anymore.
Ngoba akasena gunya ukuba angitshele utho.
Now just listen to this.
Awulalelisise lokho.
You've got a Bible, underline it.
Umone Bible udwebele phansi.
Incwadi kuTimothe isahluko sesine.
Timothy chapter 4.
Verse lesithathu ukusukela evesini lesithathu. 2 Timothy 4. From verse 3. Ngokuba kuya kuba khona isikhathi abangayi kuvuma ngaso isifundiso esiphilayo Kepha, ngokwezinkanuko zabo, baya kuzibuthela abafundisi, njengokubatshwa kwezindlebe zabo.
2 Timothy 4, verse 3. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear.
Do you hear?
This is the type of time, the kind of time in which we are living in today. The Bible speaks our language.
Isikhathi abangayi kuvuma ngaso isifundiso esiphilayo.
It is a time when men will no longer put up with sound doctrine.
Kepha ngokwezinkanuko zabo baya kuzibuthela abafundisi.
But according to their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers.
Befuna lokho okuzo kitaza indlebe zabo, kujabulise bona.
To say that which their itching ears want to hear, that which pleases them.
Bazo suka, baye kulomfundisi. Basuke lapho baye kulomfundisi. Bazibuthele abafundisi. Bazikhethele labo abazokhuluma lokho okuzojabulisa indlebe zabo ngokwenkanuko zabo.
They will go from one teacher to another teacher just to hear that which their itching ears want to hear, just that which pleases them according to their desires.
Abayinkonzweni ukuba bezwe, bafundiswe, bahlatshwe izwi, baqondiswe izwi. Qha, baya ngathi baye ebioscope. Bafuna ukubona ibioscope. Babone lokho okuzobajabulisa. Okuzobathokozisa. Uma ubasola, uma ubathethisa, hayi, abakuthandi lokho.
They don't want to go to church to be taught with sound doctrine, to be rebuked, to be reprimanded, to be taught so that they would change. No, they go to church as if it's going to a bioscope, just for their entertainment. But when they are rebuked, when they are reprimanded, then they get upset and they turn away.
Bafulathelisa izindlebe zabo eqinisweni.
They will turn their ears away from the truth.
Baphambukele ezinganekwaneni.
And turn aside to fairy tales.
Kepha wena qonda ezintweni zonke. Ubekezele ekuhluphekeni.
But you, keep your head in all situations and endure hardship.
Wenza umsebenzi womvangeli ufeze ukukhonza kwakho.
Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry.
Namhla kuyisikhathi esinjalo emhlabeni.
Today, it's such a time in the world.
Ubona amakholwa ezibuthela abafundisi. Basuke baqeda onke amasonto. Bafuna labo abazokhuluma lokho okuhambisana nenkanuko zabo, okuvumela bona. Okuhambisana nezifiso zezinkanuko zabo.
We Christians gather around them a great number of teachers who say that which they want to hear, that suit their own desires.
Kushukuthike, awuqaphelisise. Funa ubone ukuthi wena umi kuphi nendawo.
So be careful and see where you stand concerning this.
Khumbulani abaholi benu. Umuntu ongumholi uhamba phambi kwakho. Wena ulibeka unyawo lwakho lapho elibeko lwakhe. Mlandele. Ungumholi wakho.
Remember your leaders, those who led you, those who went before you, and you should imitate them. There where they put their foot, you should put your foot as well.
Upauli, wathi ngilandeleni, njengokuba nami ngilandela uChrist.
Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Kukhona abadukile emhlabeni bathi mina ngilalela uNkulunkulu angilaleli muntu. Udukileke phawula lo muntu ubone ukuthi umhlubuki uzihambela yena njengokwenkanuko zakhe yena uyisithixo sakhe yena self.
There are those backsliders who say, well, I don't follow anybody. I only follow God. I don't listen to anybody except God. Consider them and their ways and realize that they are an idol unto themselves. They only worship themselves.
Kumbulani ababenihola.
Remember those who led you.
Mhlambe usuwa wabahlubuka. Usulandela abanye. Kuthwa kodwa khumbule lapho.
Maybe you've already forsaken them. Maybe you are now following others. And yet the Bible says, remember them.
Kukhona ukuthi umuntu ahambe abusiseke. Mhlawumbe uya komunye umfundisi uyabusiseka. Bethathi, nangu umfundisi wami, nangu umholi wami.
Maybe you go to a certain minister and you are blessed by him, and then you say, well, here is my minister, for I've been blessed by him.
Bese noma umuntu athi, hey, mina ngamzalayo lo muntu.
And then a person might say, well, I'm this person's spiritual father.
Kanti cha, akunjalo.
But it's not like that.
Uma owesifazane eya esibhedlela eyobeletha umbelethisi angasho ukuthi mina ngiwumamakazi yalengane mina ngumama ngoba mina enga khipha lengane yavela yazalwa. Aibo, ukhona uyise. Wena ungumbelethisi nje. Ngoba lo muntu oza kuwe eyovuma izono zakho, lo ozinikele enkosini, ungasho ukuthi wena ungubaba wakho. Ngoba lo muntu mhlawumbe kade washetshenzwa kusukela emntwaneni bakhe. Kate khuliswa efundiswa wena ungumbelethisi nje kuphela. Yakuzwa ngikhuluma nabantu abanengqondo noma nayo.
Can it be that when a child or a mother goes to the hospital to bear a child that the doctor or the midwife after the child has been born says, well, I am the spiritual parent of this child.
Not spiritual, I'm the...
I'm the
biological
parent. The biological parent. Parent of this child. No, that doesn't make sense. In the same way, spiritually, it also doesn't make sense. Maybe that person that you've helped to be born spiritually, to be reborn, has been worked on a long time. That person has been prepared for a long time spiritually to come to that point of spiritual rebirth. So you cannot say that you are the spiritual parent of that person.
Vanodi help me.
you are just the midwife.
There's a difference between a midwife and a parent, or isn't there? Maybe you'll have got to go back to first year to learn the difference between a midwife and a parent. Musana ukuphambanisa izinto.
Don't get things back to front.
Kube ngathi inonsense iyona sense ekhona.
It's as if nonsense is being seen as that which makes sense.
Kade washunyayezwa, kade wasetshenzwa, kade walizwa izwi. Umbelethisi nje lowo, kwahamba, 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 kwadlula iminyaka, umbelethisi. Wena ke, usuzolahla ibelo walincelayo, usuzolahla imbewu ekuwe, uthatha umbelethisi, umenze yena umzali wakho.
You have been preached to for a long time. You've heard God's word over a long period of time. Now maybe there's someone that helps you just to go that last step to be born again spiritually. Now will you take that person who's just the midwife, who just helped you there at the end to be your spiritual parent, whereas the breast that suckled you, you reject that. And you reject that seed that was within you. Oh my, it becomes dark during midday, if that is your reasoning.
Bakhumbuleni ababenihola. Kungenzeka mhlawumbe lo mfundisi akakafi, kodwa kuwe usefile, ngoba wena usumlahlile, wena usumngwabile.
Remember your leaders, those who led you. Maybe that leader hasn't yet died, and yet you've already buried him, because in your life he's dead to you. You've rejected him.
Kodwa umthatha njengomzali wakho, ngoba uhambisana nenkanuko zakho zenyama, izifiso zakho.
But you take that other person as your spiritual parent, because that person suits your desires. That person goes along with your lusts and that which you would like to hear.
Bakhumbuleni abaholi benu, ipointless tattoo, bekhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu kini.
Remember your leaders then. And thirdly, who spoke the word of God to you.
Ungavumi ukuthi uholwe umuntu ongakhulumi izwi likaNkulunkulu. Kufanele ukuthi uhambisane neBhayibheli.
Don't allow anyone to lead you who doesn't speak the word of God to you. That person must go along with the word of God.
Kufanele ukuthi uthathe izwi likaNkulunkulu.
You need to take the word of God.
Uthathe inkulumo yalo muntu.
And that which
uyikhathanise nezwi, ubuke isiso ukuthi kuhambisana yini nezwi likaNkulunkulu na.
And then compare it and see, does it go along with what God's word says?
Encwadini yezenzo.
In the book of Acts,
kukhona ibandla.
There's a church. I won't tell you what the name of that church was.
Kwathiwa lelo bandla lalingcono kunalelo bandla, ngoba lona lahlolisisa lavivinya konke ukuthi okhulunywayo kuyahambisana yini neBhayibheli na.
And they were told, or it was said of them, that they were a better church than other churches or another church, because they investigated that which they were told to see whether it went along with the word of God, to see whether those men were true apostles of God or not.
Kwenzeni lokho nani.
Now you also need to do that.
Uma ningakwenzi lokho, nizokwedukiswa.
If you don't do that, you'll be led astray and deceived.
Thatha njalo okhulunywayo. Hlolisisa izwi ukuthi kuyahambisana neBhayibheli. Ngoba umoya ongcwele uma esebenza uhambisana neBhayibheli njalo nezwi.
Otherwise you will be deceived. Take that which is being said, investigate it, examine it, see whether it goes along with the word of God, and also that which is said to be the working of the Holy Spirit, because the working of the Holy Spirit will always be in line with God's word.
Ngeke umoya ongcwele aphambana nezwi, ngoba izwi laphefumulelwa yena.
The Holy Spirit will never go and work contrary to God's word, because the Bible and God's word is inspired by God's Holy Spirit.
Umuntu okushumayezayo, hlalisisa ukuthi kuhambisana yini nezwi lenkosi, ayingxenye, kodwa ulithathe lonke. Ukuze lokho kholwa yikho kungabi iphupho nje, kungabi umbono kasibanibani nje, kodwa kuhambisana yini nezwi likaNkulunkulu.
Take that which a person preaches to you and examine it, see whether it is in accordance with God's word, and not only partially but completely, everything, lest your faith is built on just somebody else's idea.
Ipointi lesineke.
The fourth point.
Ukukhulunywa ngokukholwa kwabo.
There it is spoken about their faith.
Ukukholwa kwabo.
Their faith.
Okuhambisana nempilo yabo.
Which goes along with their way of life.
Ngake ngezwa indaba edabukisayo.
I once heard something very heartbreaking.
Umuntu oshumayelayo, uyashumayela ngiyakutshela. Ngiyamazi lo muntu.
A person who preaches, and he really preaches. Let me tell you that I know him.
Kodwa umithise ingane. Khulelwe.
But he has made children pregnant.
A child. A young girl.
Uyashumayela.
Kube ngatshumayela izwi likaNkulunkulu. Kodwa kwabuya kwabheda. Kodwa inkambo. Kuthwa bukani inkambo yabo kuze kube sekugcineni. Akakafiki ekugcineni, kodwa usemithisile ingane.
It says here that we should consider the outcome of their life right till the end. Now this person, this man, hasn't yet reached the end, and yet along the way he's made this young girl pregnant.
Bukani ukukholwa kwabo nenkambo yabo kuze kube sekufeni. Kawusikhathela abantu abakholwayo, kodwa bengakholwa kuze kube sekufeni. Bekholwa ingxenye yokuphila kwabo.
Consider the outcome of their way of life. The outcome, the end, the result of their life. Right till the end. Oh, we are sick and tired of people who believe and have faith, but not till the end of their life. Halfway, they give up.
Incwadi kumaHebheru iyakhuluma ukuthi ubusisiwe umuntu onenhliziyo enganyakaziswayo, inhliziyo eqinile, emiyo. Njalo, noma umfica umuntu emva ka-10 years, no more 20 years, no more 50 years. Umfico semi kuloko, usashumayela lokho, akaguquki njengonwabo.
The book of Hebrews says, blessed is the one who has a steadfast heart and spirit, who remains unmoved and unshaken. Whether you see him after 10, 20, 30, 50 years, you see he's still exactly the same. He hasn't budged. He's not like a chameleon that changes its colors.
Abafostoli benkos, abafundi benkos, uJudas Iscariot nje, owahlubuka, wathanda imali. Kodwa laba banye abayishumi nanye bathembeka kwaze kwaba sekufeni.
Amongst the disciples of our Lord Jesus, the 12, it was only Judas Iscariot, the son of perdition, who went lost because he loved money. But all the other 11 were faithful till the end, till death.
Utimas ke ube hamba no Pauli. Waba njengoJuda, walthandizwe, wahlubuka, wamshiya uPauli, walthandizwe.
And Demas, one of Paul's co-workers, he was like Judas to Jesus, he was to Paul, because he forsook the faith, he loved the world, and so he turned his back on Paul. Let me tell you a secret. If I cross and travel through countries, and I get there, they ask me, is so and so still with you?
Leongane eusbanbani. Isekhona yini?
Is that child so and so still there with you?
Bazobala babale babale. Bathi labo basekhona yini?
And they will mention different names and number them, and then they say, are they still with you?
Indaba ebuhlungu kodwa kumnandi kangakanani uma usho ukuthi hawu sibanibani usemi njengedwala usemi njengensika uhlangana nezinkinga uhlangana nezinto kodwa usama namanje usodwendweni lokunqoba.
Oh, it's sad when people do that, but how wonderful when one can then reply and say, oh, that person, he stands like a rock. That person is like a pillar. Yes, they are faced with problems and difficulties in their lives, but yet they are persevering and they are more than conquerors in it.
Ukholwa kwaboke impilo enhle eyisibonelo.
Their faith and their way of life, which is an example, a good example for us.
Ngithinta umphetho wengubo nje. Nina eningenayo inkonzo emva kwale. Eningenayo umsebenzi emva kwale. Ake nihambe netshise ngalama point. Uma nifika emakhaya, thathani iBhayibheli, funda ivesi, statisha, qhubeke. Qhubeke. Umuntu ophilayo wenze njalo. Umuntu ongaphili uyalalela inkulumo, uyaphuma, ziyafika inyoni zezulu, zidla imbewu, ziyixoshe, akasizakali. Isidumo is umuntu oyizibi esishanelwe sikhishwe embusweni wezulu.
I've just touched the fringe of the matter. Now, if you don't have another service after this one, or other work that you need to go and see to after this, then go and take your Bible. Go through this again, through these different points. Chew the cud. Meditate upon it. That is what a person does who is alive and well spiritually. And that person will profit by that. But the person who just goes out and who just forgets about what he's heard and does other things, that person is a spiritual dullard. That person won't get anywhere. That person is just like rubble and just dirt that has to be swept out and won't get anywhere spiritually. The fifth point.
Niqonda ukuphela kwabo.
Now, I'm just combining 2 points here. Understand and consider the outcome or the end of their life. Now, I've already touched a little bit on the end of one's life.
Niqonda, leli gama elithi niqonda ukuphela kokuhamba kwabo. Likhazani niqonda ukuphela kokuphila kwabo.
Now this word, understand or consider the outcome of their life. What does that mean, this word, understand or consider?
NgesiNgisi niyezwa kuthiwa consider. NgesiGriki kuthi looking up to. Looking up to.
Lokho kuyincazelo yesiGriki kuba ubukele phezulu kulokho.
Or diligently contemplating all over.
Noma ngabe ukhuthale, ubukeze, ubukisise impilo yonke, noma ubukisise konke.
Yabona wena ungumfundisi oshumayeza abanye. Qaphelisisa ukuthi impilo yakho kungabi into edelelwayo enyathelwa ngenyawo, kodwa kube yinto ebukelwa phezulu.
You are a preacher, a minister of the gospel. You need to be extremely careful that your life will not be despised, that there'll be nothing that anybody can point a finger at, but that people will be able to look up to your life.
Wena oshoyo ukuthi ungumKristu, ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Impilo yakho kumelwe ukuthi kube impilo ebukelwa phezulu, ingadelelwa umuntu.
You are a Christian. You need to live a life that is above reproach.
Ngiyakhumbula encwadini kaTimothy.
Remember there in the letter to Timothy.
Incwadi kuTimothy lapho ebhalela uTimothy.
Where Paul wrote to Timothy.
Ukuthi yiba isibonelo.
Where it says you need to set an example and be an example.
Verse 12, Isahluko 4.
Chapter 4, verse 12.
Incwadi yokuqala kaTimothy, isahluko sesine, verse leshumi nambili. Makungabikho muntu odelela ubusha bakho. Niyabona, kusho nakubantu abasha. Ingane zesikole. Makungabikho odelela ubusha bakho. Kusho ukuthi onyathela ubusho bakho. Obukela phansi. Impilo yakho oyiphilayo fanele ukuthi beyigolide. Ikhanye. Ngaphezu kokukhanya kwelanga. Ibe nenani. Kungabi izibi nje into edelelwayo.
1 Timothy 4 verse 12, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. Now these words are also directed at school children. Your life should be like precious gold. It should shine brighter than the shining of the sun. That it shouldn't just be like rubbish that people despise and look down upon.
Yiba isibonelo, hayi kuba hedeni nje kwabakholwayo. Abakholwayo bayadinga isibonelo ngoba abakholwayo awumaye ukushayisa kwabo amaphutha abo ukweduka kwabo abakholwayo yiba isibonelo kwabakholwayo ngoba abantu abadinga usizo kungabantu abakholwayo.
But set an example for the believers, not just for the unbelievers, but especially for the believers. They are the ones who need this example, who need this help, because, oh my, how the believers stumble and fall into mistakes. And so you need to set an example for them.
Ube isibonelo ngezwi.
Set an example in speech.
Hayi izinto ezikhulunywa abantwana bakaNkulunkulu ziyadabukisa uzuthula uzushaqeka uthi how uyazizwa nje ukuthi uthini uyazizwa nje ukuthi uthini ephuma emlonyeni wabakholwayo uzuthi how maye 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 umuntu okholwayo obuthuntu ohlubukile indlela okuyona yona uphumputhekile.
Sometimes one is shocked when one hears what some believers can say, what comes out of their mouths. And you ask, but my, does this person hear what he is saying? Oh my, how blunt and how blind do those believers become when they forsake the faith and turn their back on God.
Nasi standard sikaNkulunkulu. Nakho uNkulunkulu akufunayo kithina sonke. Noma usemusha noma usumdala, uNkulunkulu ufuna lento kuze kube sekupheleni.
Here is God's standard and God's requirement for us, whether young or old, and not just for the beginning of your life, but right till the end.
Ube isibonelo kwabakholwayo ngezwi.
That you set an example for the believers in speech.
Nangenkambo.
And in life.
Nangothando.
In your conduct and in love.
Nangokholo.
And in faith.
Nangokuhlanzeka.
And in purity.
MaKristu yibani isibonelo. Yibani sibonelo ngokuhlanzeka.
Christians,
ukugqoka kwenu kungabi ukuvusa inkanuko kwezinja nezilwane zasendle. Kodwa yibani sibonelo babona ukuthi ithempeli lo ngwele 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 lihlotshiswa kanjani.
Oh Christians, set an example in purity. Even in the way in which you dress. Not that the way in which you dress will cause the lusts of dogs to be woken up and to become alive, or other wild animals. But that people can see from your dress, this is how the temple of the most holy God is adorned.
Isifundiso esiphilayo lesi.
That is sound doctrine.
Ube isibonelo, ufundise amakholwa ukuthi inhlanzeko yini. Hayi ukuthi ugqoke ukuthi abantu babone izinqe zakho. Faka izinto ezivusa inkanuko. Amehla amadoda akulandele. Abone ukuthi oh, bengikhuluma ngalezo zinjake.
That you set an example in purity, absolute purity and holiness, that by your dress, not that you reveal your body to the eyes of men who are driven by their lusts and that their lusts are aroused. I was speaking about those dogs just now.
Iba isibonelo. Hayi ukuthi ulingisizwe, ubonizwe, likwenza lokho. Na usukwenza lokhu. Hawu nyafa nina bantu. Enilingisizwe. Nilingisa amafashion. Nilingise izinto. nizenkame njengoba kukamizwe nigqoke njengokuba gqokizwe iBhayibheli lithi othanda ukuba isihlobo sezwe umi eyisitha kuNkulunkulu uyisitha sikaNkulunkulu.
You need to set an example, not to follow the example of the world in their fashions and the way in which they comb their hair and have their hairstyles, that you follow after them. Oh, you are to be pitied, you who conform to the pattern of this world. The Bible says, if anyone should love this world, he's an enemy of God. If you love the world, you are an enemy to God.
Nani bazalwane nino TV endlini.
And you brethren who have a TV in your home,
niyabulala ingane zenu.
You are destroying your children.
Niyabhubhisa ingane zenu.
You are destroying your youth, your children.
Ngokulalela imusic yo TV nokubona izinto ezingcolile ku TV nibeka ninikela ngengane zenu ku Satani kulo ialtar lakhe.
By exposing your children to the music and all the other things that are portrayed and shown on TV, you are sacrificing your children on Satan's altar.
Anazi impe slangene na isbegene na yo. Genga nezinu. Emva kwa maholit. Siyazamu kwa ikondisa. Kotu mazvele makaya. Izinto zesihogo. Kotu anina bazali. Nginombuzo ukuthi wena mama. Wena baba. Auga pendugini. Auga lifulateli nizwe. Kaleli ngani yako. Kotu zoivuni into. Oitalayo. Aka segwa uNkulunkulu. Akushanyelayo umuntu. Uyokuvuna. Ungakhali. Uma ingane yakho. Isine ingulaza. Ungakhali uma ingane yakho. Isimbulela umuntu. Ungakhali uma ingane zakho zidivosana. Uwena. Owayi jove ingane. Ngalo poizeni.
You don't know what battle we are facing concerning your children after the holidays. When they come back, they're absolutely wild. And I've got the question concerning you, parent. Have you got converted yet? Do you know God? Well, don't cry in the end when your children go astray and they enter into gross sin. Because that which you have sowed, that you will reap. And it'll only be the result of that which you have planted in your children.
Uyaqoqa iningane zakho uthandaze nabo. Ubafundele iBhayibheli. Ubaxoxele ngeNkosi. Ubakhumbuza abantu abaphilayo nabantu abangaphili. Ingane zenu zikuphi namhlanje? Zilaphi? Ziyini phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu? Ikusasa labo liyoba sezulwini noma liyoba sesihogweni? Impilo yabo isezweni noma isebungcweleni?
Do you ever gather your children together and teach them from God's word and remind them of examples of the men of God and also of those that have forsaken the faith and shown them what their outcome was? Do you ever do that? Where are your children today? Are they going to inherit heaven or are they going to inherit hell?
Nikonda ukuphela kwempilo yabo kusho ukuthi ukonda ngathi ukubukela phezulu impilo esiphilayo ibukelwe phezulu uma umuntu esibuka ngeke sifike phansi uzosifika endaweni ephakeme bese ngokukhuthala okukhulu ubukisise leyo mpilo. Ubukisise nokufa kwakho kwabo ukuthi bafa kanjani.
It says, consider the outcome of their way of life. And I said that means to look up to. Are we living such a life that people can look up to us? Now we need to consider carefully and Look at their whole life, right till the end, and the final result and outcome of their life.
And do it in such a way as an artist would a model. Kusho ukuthi umuntu ongumdwebi dweba ithombe uthathi modeli uthathi into thathi umuntu noma thathi imbali noma thathi ithelo noma thathi intaba ahlale phansi akubuka 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 akubukisise ngenhlangothi zonke bese aqale ukudweba njengengcweti ufuna ukudweba isithombe esihle kufanele ukuthi abantu abangcwele nokufa kwabo sikustadishe kanjalo ukuthi lapho noma ungabe indlovu noma ibhubezi umdwebi alithathe alibeke phambi kwakhe usuku lonke ebuke 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 ukuze akudwebeke dwebe kube yinto efana naleyo.
An artist will take a model, whatever the object is that he wants to paint, whether it's a person, whether it's flowers or some animal, a lion, that person will study that object in the most, in the smallest detail, and then will paint that. And in such a way, we need to study in the smallest detail the lives of those who have gone before us.
Bukani uJesu, bukani uPauli, bukani ubufakazi babantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ukubukisisa, 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 kuze kungene kuwe, ukuba nawe ube nesithombe esinjalo.
Behold, study the life of Jesus and the life of Paul and the testimonies of other children of God, and that you then imitate them, and until that picture that was in them is realized in you and in your life.
Nina. Nibuku TV. Niboni febe lapho. Nibona ukuphinga. Nibona ubugqingili. Sengena kinina. Nawe usuqhamuka naleso style.
But you look at TV. That is what you are busy studying and what you are busy looking at. And there you see immorality, adultery, homosexuality, and that's why those things are sticking out their head in your life, and why you come out now with the styles that you see over there.
Ukunyathela kwakho sokunyathela kwalokho, ingubo yakho isifana naleyo ngubo.
Your way of walking is now copying their way of walking, and the fashions that you wear, your clothing, is copying their kind of clothing.
Ngiyakhumbula uHamu waseRussia ubefika la kaningane Shumayela.
You know Pastor Ham, who's from Germany, originally from Russia, he came here as well to preach here.
Bengithanda izintshumayelo zakhe, ngisho nempilo yakhe.
I loved his sermons and also his way of life.
Why said he, Nina Nbuku TV? Isigcini umphiko uKristu uzobhala u-666 wakhe ngo-TV ebunzini lakho. Wathi ngiyanitshela, wakholwa. Ngo-TV nibekwa uphawu lukaSathane. Ngiyamvumela ngoba noma kungakabonakali u-666 kodwa umoya wakhe, isimo sakhe sesikuwe ebunzini lakho.
He would preach and say, you who are watching TV, the Antichrist will come and through TV write his 666 on your forehead. And I want to agree with him in that even though it hasn't yet physically happen in that way, but you already have the spirit of the Antichrist and the sign of the Antichrist in your body because of that which you watch.
Nikonda, kumbuleke, sukela namhlanje ungakhohlwa ukuthi impilo yomntwana kaNkulunkulu isestandardini esiphakemeyo, hayi laphansi.
And so remember, from today on, that the life and the standard of a child of God should be up there and not a low standard. My final point. Consider their outcome or their end.
Ayikho into emnandi njengehubo Luka 73.
There isn't anything as wonderful as Psalm 73
concerning the end. Maqondana nokuphela komuntu, ukufa komuntu. Everything lesibili kuthiwa kepha mina izinyawo zami zicishe zakhubeka. Kwaba kancane ukuba izinyathelo zami zishelele. Ngoba ngabana omhawu ngabazidlayo lapho ngibona ukubusa kwababi.
But as for me, verse 2, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
Unganingi ngikubona. Uma la ekhaya ufike ingane eyayixoshwe esikoleni noma yahlubuka inkosi ihambe yosebenza ithola imali ifike la ekhaya fike nemoto uzobona abasha nengane nabeyikole beza njengempukane estheleka kudoti emqubeni. Beza bonke, bejabula bonke, iqhawe labo, imoto, sebebona ukuthi, umuntu ohlubuka inkosi, noma ungalandela inkosi, uyaphumelela. Athi, ucisho, inyawo zami zashelela. Ngaba sendaweni ebushelelezi, lapho ngibona ukubusa kwabantu ababi. Usuthi hey ngithi babi ububi ngikusho ngempilo yabo yokomoya nokumhlubu kuNkulunkulu.
Now I've often noticed that here at the mission that when a child has forsaken the Lord, turned his back upon God, was maybe expelled from the school, that person goes away and after some time comes back in a smart new car. And then all the young people, all the school children, other young people, they'd flock around that person like flies flocking to dung. And this person is now their hero, and everything about this person is so wonderful. But yeah, the person who wrote this psalm says, I nearly slipped. I found myself on a slippery place when I envied the arrogant. And I saw the prosperity of the wicked. And I say they are wicked through the lives that they lead.
The spiritual life. Everything let's see.
And then verse
4.
They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to men. They are not plagued by human ills.
Verse 7. Amehlo abo ebubini bakhuluma ngokukhahla. Bakhuluma bese kuphakameni umlomo wabo bawuphakamisele ezulwini ulimi lwabo luhambela emhlabeni.
From their callous hearts comes iniquity, the evil conceits of their minds know no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. In their arrogance they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. They say, well, we used to be under bondage, but now we are free. We can do what we like. Life is so wonderful. And Asaf says, when he beheld that, he got confused when he saw how these arrogant people prospered. Now listen to verse 16.
Kwathi ngicabanga ukube ngikonde lokho.
He says, when I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me.
17. Ngaze ngangena endlini engcwele kaNkulunkulu, ngaqaphelisisa ukugcina kwabo.
Till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny.
Uthi wathanda kwathanda ukumdida. Inu kutaba shlubu kunkulukulu. Bepila, betivosana. Befeba. Bepusa. Bekilimkuba. Bentoncha. Betolizito womkunyat. Inu bapumelele ngalendlela. Benga shlupegi, njongu basupega. Uti ngaze ngangena. Endlini kaNkulunkulu.
Asaph says, when he saw all this, it confused him. He couldn't understand it. It was oppressive to him. How is it possible that these people forsake God? They turn their backs upon God. They are arrogant. They are callous. And yet, they are healthy. They seem to prosper. And everything seems to go well with them. He says, until I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny.
Wangena endlini engcwele kaNkulunkulu kuzosa kuwe. Lalela ke ukuthi uthini manje.
If you enter into God's sanctuary, then it will dawn in your life. Listen to what he says.
Sukela kuverse 18.
From verse 18.
Impela ubabeka ezindaweni ezibushelelezi.
Surely, you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin.
Maye bachithwa ngokuphazama, ngokuphazima kweso, bashona, babhubha benovalo. Phelele uqina manje, babhubha, balahlwa benovalo.
Ngoba bazi
ukuthi le mpilo engiphilayo akusiyimpilo.
How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. All their arrogance has come to an end. All their being so haughty when they realize they've got to die and they haven't lived a holy life.
Njengephupho ekuphaphameni, Nkosi, uyakudelela umfanekiso wabo. Ekuvukeni kwakho. Maye! Isathule iNkosi namhlanje, kodwa iyovuka ngelinye ilanga.
As a dream, when one awakes, so when you arise, O Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. Oh, woe to them! Now it might seem as if God is asleep, but the day will come when He will arise.
Verse 21, Kwathi inhliziyo yami yaba nomunyu. Kuhlaba ezintsweni zami ngaba isiphukuphuku angaqonda lutho ngaba isilwane kuwe Nkosi.
Verse 21, when my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you.
Niyamuzwa ke manje uSasafa. Ethi lapho ngibuka lento titsho ngihlelele ngaba njengesilwane.
You hear what Asaph says? He says when he looked at these people and his feet nearly slipped, he was like a senseless, ignorant brute beast before God.
Now, I didn't say exactly what the Bible says. I said just like an animal. He says, ngathi ube njengesilwane. Hayi kurong lokho uma ngisho lokho. Kuthwa ngaba isilwane kuwe Nkulunkulu. You're not just like an animal. You are an animal to God. If you think on those lines. Kusho ukuthi yaninika amakhaya nifunde isihlabelelo 73 ni studies ngiyohlakanipha.
Go and study Psalm 73 and you'll grow wise.
Uthi ngaba isiphukuphuku angaqonda lutho ngaba isilwane kuwe Nkulunkulu.
He says, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast, an animal before you.
Ekugcineni ka-25, uma nginawe Nkulunkulu, angifuni lutho emhlabeni.
And verse 25, whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desires besides you.
27, ngokuba bheka abakude nawe, baya kubhubha, uyabachitha bonke abahlubukayo kuwe ngokuphinga.
Verse 27, those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you.
Angazike ukuthi kuyezwakala yini.
I don't know whether the message is clear.
Mhlawumbe ungene uyisilwane.
Maybe you came in here as a brute beast.
Fana nembuzi, inkomo, intsha. Kungadabukisa uma uphuma uyilokho.
Like a dog or a goat. How terrible won't it be if you would go out of here still like that?
Noma ufuna labo abakuthokozisayo. Bethi never mind, never mind. Akusho lutho. Noma uthandizwe, noma ufananezwe, ake ningitshelizwe liyini. Ngoba uma ngikuthathe ngikubeke la, ngithathe umuntu wasezweni ngimbeke la, nina besifazane, ngibona nifana nonke, izwe liyini. Liyini izwe. Uma iBhayibheli lithi ube umuntu ofile maqondana nezwe, izwe liyini. Uma ngikubuka ngikustadisha kusukela enweleni kuze kushaye emzwaneni. Ngithathe wena, ngithathe umuntu wasezweni, siye eThekwini, kuwe street, uhamba, nampa abanye abahambayo. Wehluke ngani? Ngoba ufana du nezwe. Kanti izwe liyini? Liyini izwe? Basha, izwe liyini? Uma senifana nalo, uma senifana, nenza konke njengezwe. Izwi likaNkulunkulu eliphilileyo lithi thabathi isiphambano sakho, usidele usuku nosuku. Nezwe lifile maqondana nawe, nawe ufile maqondana nezwe. Kodwa ngibona ufana.
What is the world? What is the difference between the world and you? If you would walk next to a worldly person there in West Street in Durban, would one see any difference? I see the world in you. Where is the difference? But the Bible says we need to take the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ daily and follow Him.
Sife maqondana nesono, maqondana nezwe.
To die
to sin. Labo abaphila leyo mpilo, bukani ukufa kwabo uma sefe, sebefa ukuthi bafa kanjani. Kodwa ubabukeke nalabo abayiphilayo lempilo. ukuthi bafa kanjani.
And to die to the world. Now look at the outcome of their lives. Those who live this life of carrying their cross, see what the end of their lives will be like. And look at the lives of those who forsake God and see what the end result of their lives will be. Shall we bow our heads and pray?
Ngiyacela Nkosi ukuthi amazwi akho angabi ukudla kwezinyoni.
O Lord, may your words not be food for the birds.
Kodwa athelithe leyiningi empilweni yalona lo.
But may it bring forth abundant fruit in the life of each one.
Nkosi, singabi abezwayo kuphela.
Help us, Lord, not just to be hearers of your word, but doers of your word.
Amen.